That's just some old story, isn't it? Anyway, Mr. Wizard, it might have escaped your notice that the place is filling up with smoke. Which way did we come in?
Rincewind looked around desperately. Smoke obscured everything. Has this place got cellars? He said.
Yeah, I used to play mothers and mothers with no lean in them when we were kids. Look for hatches in the floor.
And it was 3 minutes later that the ancient wooden hatch cover in the alley finally gave way under the luggage's insistent pounding. Several rats poured out, followed by Rincewind and Neelet. No one paid them any attention. A column of smoke was rising over the city. Watchmen and citizens were already forming a bucket chain, and men with a battering ram were trying to break open the brewery's main doors.
We were well out of that, Rincewind observed. Oh, boy, yes.
Hey, what's going on? Where's the bloody water gone?
The cry came from a man working the handle of a pump out on the street, just as the pump gave a groan and the handle went limp. A watchman grabbed his arm.
There's another one in the yard over there. Get a wiggle on, mate.
A couple of men tried the other pump. It made a choking noise, spat out a few drops of water and some damp rust, and gave up. Rincewind swallowed.
I think the water's gone, he said flatly.
What do you mean, gone? Said Neelet. There's always water. Huge, great seas of it underground.
Yes, but it doesn't get filled up much, does it? It doesn't rain here.
There you go again. She stopped. What's it you know? You're looking shifty, Mr. Wizard.
Rincewind stared glumly up at the tower of smoke. There were twirling, tumbling sparks in it, rising in the heat and showering down over the city. Everything will be bone dry, he thought. It doesn't rain here. Hang on.
How do you know I'm a wizard? He said.
It's written on your hat, she said. Badly.
You know what a wizard is? This is a serious question. I'm not pushing a prawn.
Everyone knows what a wizard is. We've got a university full of the useless mongrels.
And you can show me where this is, can you?
Find it yourself.
She tried to stride off through the milling crowd. He ran after her.
Please don't go. I need someone like you as an interpreter.
What do you mean? We speak the same language.
Really? Stubbies here are really short shorts or small beer bottles. How often do newcomers confuse the two?
Neelet actually smiled.
Not more than once. Just take me to this university of yours, will you? Said Rincewind. I think I can feel a famous last stand coming on.
There was a brief scream of metal overhead, and a windmill fan crashed down into the street.
And we'd better be quick, he added. Otherwise, all there'll be to drink is beer.
The bursar laughed again as a series of little charcoal dots extended their legs, formed up and marched down the stone and across the sand in front of him. Behind him, the trees were already loud with birdsong. And then, sadly, with wizards as well. He could hear the voices in the distance, and while wizards are always questioning the universe, they mainly direct the questions at other wizards and don't bother to listen to the answers.
Certainly saw no trees when we arrived.
Probably we didn't see them because of the rain, and the senior wrangler didn't see them because of Mrs. Whitlow. And get a grip on yourself, will you, Dean? I'm sure you're getting young again. No one's impressed. I think I must be just naturally youthful, Arch-Chancellor. Nothing to be proud of there, and please someone stop the senior wrangler getting a grip on himself. Oh, looks like someone's had a picnic.
The painter seemed engrossed in his work and paid them no attention at all.
I'm sure the bursar went this way.
A little red mud coloured a complex curve, and there, as if it had always been there, was a creature with the body of a giant rabbit, the expression of a camel, and a tail that a lizard would be proud of. The wizards appeared round the rock just in time to see it scratch its ears.
Ye gods, what's that?
Some sort of rat, said the chair of indefinite studies.
Hey, look, Bursa's found one of the locals.
The dean ambled across to the painter, who was watching the wizards with his mouth open.
Good morning, fellow. What's that thing called?
The painter followed the pointing finger.
Kangaroo, he said.
The voice was a whisper on the very cusp of hearing, but the ground trembled.
Kangaroo, eh?
That might not be what it's called, sir, said Ponder. He might just be saying, I don't know.
Can't see why not. He looks the sort of chap you find in this sort of place, said the dean. Deep tan, shortage of trousers, The sort of fellow who'd know what the wildlife is called, certainly.
He just drew it, said the bursar.
Oh, did he? Very good artists, some of these chaps. He's not Rincewind, is he? Said Red Cully, who seldom bothered to remember faces. I know he's a bit on the dark side, but a few months in the sun'd bake anyone.